Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Design Queen podcast. This is the most casual nonsense podcast you will ever listen to, but it is filled with amazing ways to grow your Instagram and sell out your business and be the CEO bitch you know you are, okay? If you love what you're hearing, you can check me out on Instagram at the Design Queen, Q-W-E-E-N, for more good tips. Let's dive into this podcast, honey. Hello, you guys. I am in such an amazing mood. I just launched my How to Gain a Following in 10 Days Instagram challenge, and so many of you got it already. I want to say I launched it 3 hours ago, and I have 6 people already enrolled in this course. It's so freaking amazing when people just say yes to what you're offering and want to be a part of what you're doing, and that is what I want to help everyone do. But if you guys didn't get in on that Instagram challenge, it's 10 days. Every single day we go over something different. So it teaches you how to write like stellar captions that convert to sales, that this stuff actually converts to sales for me. And like one day it's all about Instagram stories. One day is all about how I DM people. Like I'll literally just DM them an emoji and it turns into a sale. It's just everything that you need to have like an unfuckwithable brand. That is what I'm pretty sure the intro to this course says, and that is what we're trying to create. And that's why I wanted to record this today, because I feel like to get to that point when you're first starting out, I know a lot of people who listen to me like already have their business, but most of the people are just starting out, or they are in. Do you guys hear my baby? What? You want to be on my podcast? Oh, I'm gonna have to re-record. It's like I gotta pause and then clip two once the baby falls asleep. Catch you guys on the flippity flop. So, you guys, I am back. Let me lower my air conditioning. I was gonna edit that out, but I feel like we are totally transparent here. So, we're keeping it. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you guys about feeling like you are totally being yourself. I know when you're starting out, like, you have no one to go off of. This shusher is so loud. Did you guys hear that? If you have, like, a kid, this thing is, like, golden. You hear it shushing? It basically shushes for you so you don't have to shush your kid. It sounds so bad, but it just goes shh, and they love it. So, how to be, like, totally authentically yourself when all you have to go off is kind of, like, these people that you idolize and other people that are in, you know, your industry. Because when you're starting, like, you're like, oh my god, someone's doing something so cool, and then you kind of get the idea for it and you want to do it yourself, and it takes a while before you kind of realize and like get into your own groove of things, and you're kind of just basing everything you're doing off of these other people that you're drawing inspiration from. So how do you get to the point where you are being completely yourself? It takes a little bit of time, and like for me, I'm still finding it. And like there's certain times where things just click and I'm like, oh my god, that's me, like that's so me. And I just changed my Instagram bio because it used to say, like, that I was a mom, I did this, I did that, and it said, like, help babe build brands, and it was basically just, like, everyone else who ever has, like, does branding and coaching and stuff like that, and I was, like, every other freaking person out there, but I didn't really know, like, what I wanted my bio to say. And now if you go to my bio, it says a branding badass who helps babes realize they are 100% that bitch, because I feel like that is completely what I do. I just help you realize you're that freaking bitch, and you can sell out your Instagram, and you can have this following that's obsessed with you, and you can completely be a CEO of your whole entire life and of this amazing dream brand that you've always wanted. And then underneath it says find me coaching CEOs, because that's what I'm out here doing, okay? And it's just like little things like that and little changes you make, and I'm like, you know, this is me stepping completely more into my true self online. And that's when you're gonna see like people really starting to connect with you, and like instantly your followers are gonna grow more and more and more once you start really being yourself online. And it's so easy to say be yourself, and you think you are, until you do something where it just completely feels like so amazing and liberating. And I like literally hit save as my caption, and I'm like, yes, like no one else has a caption like this. this is completely what I'm doing and it's different. And it just takes a little bit to get there. But in my challenge, we go over bios and I give you like a super great formula for setting up your Instagram bio. It's how I set up all my clients' bios. It's how my bio used to be. And it freaking works and it gets to the point. And every day of the challenge, there's like a song where I'm like, if you're not freaking pumped up, then listen to this song. And like the song for day one is the Lizzo song that's like, I'm 100% that bitch. And I was listening to that while, because like I just launched the challenge. And I was like, oh my God, like, yes, yes, I am. And I was having a conversation with someone who already bought the course, and they were like, I listen to this song every day to remind myself I'm that bitch. Like, thank you so much for putting that in there. And I was like, yes, that is what I'm doing. And it clicked for me. I'm like, that's what I want people to realize. Like, if you get nothing else out of this and it's not helping you make sales, like, you just realize, if I say that bitch one more time, like, Spotify and Apple Music are probably gonna ban me. But getting that feedback from someone is so amazing. Oh, and I just want you guys all to get in. It's on early bird for only $19 before it goes up to full price. So you get a freaking 10-day course. It's less than $2 a day. So completely up-level and change your Instagram game. But enough with that. We're getting back to our true selves. It's just, it's so great when you see people come to your page and like, you can kind of follow like how they do it because you see like, oh, someone liked your post and like someone followed you. And like when you see someone new who's like never interacted with your page and it's like someone so is following you and then you see them kind of like a post and you see them like another post and then you get a notification like, oh, someone bought a product I'm selling. And it's like that instantaneous yes that they just agreed with me. They saw everything I was putting out there. They liked it. And then they bought from me is so amazing. And that's what you guys need to get because you want to transform your Instagram into this page where people are so obsessed with you that they can stalk you. They can go back and search through your captions. I always say this, but if you were slacking on your caption game freaking 30 weeks ago, go back and update them because people don't even see your posts in the feed. Like, that's not why your posts are there and that's not why your captions are there because you're selling live basically to people on your Instagram stories. Your profile is there for when people go to follow you. That's basically your sales page. It's basically your testimonials. They are clicking through your posts like it's your website and they are reading your captions and they are like, they better be good because that's all you have are your posts, your bio, and your captions to get them to follow you. And then you better hope that they like you and that they click your website and buy what you're selling. Or they click your blog and subscribe or go to your YouTube channel or whatever it is you do. You need some value there. And that's where captions come in. And then, of course, make sure you're freaking doing the most on Instagram stories and on, like, Instagram TV. Because that's where they're going to be like, wow, this person has a lot of value. But that's almost afterwards. I feel like people usually start watching my content and then they're like, wow. And then they really... They're like, wow. Stop talking about yourself, Dana. But basically, I don't know. There's motion at your front door. I hate when I get a Ring thing that says that there's motion at my front door when I'm not there. It's like, who goes there? Who's at my front door? But yeah, so you will figure out how to authentically be yourself little by little. And it's going to come to you in pieces when you least expect it. You might be editing your freaking website. And if you guys get an idea that just pops into your head, please, please, please follow it. If you're just like, I want to write like freaking sold by the baddest bitch of all, like, and that's what comes into your head, write it. Okay? You can change everything. Like, I think we live in this society where like everything's instantaneous and it's almost like we think everything's permanent. Like everything we do, it needs to happen right now and then it's going to be like that forever. And it's not. Like, I literally change my Instagram bio like every day. It's fine. I have the same picture. People know who I am. My name stays the same, but I get a new idea for my Instagram bio all the time. And I think that was because it wasn't clicking with me, and I'm pretty sure this one's going to stay. But I don't know. When you listen to this podcast, go to my Instagram bio, see if it still says that. But if you just get an idea or a calling to do something, freaking do it. If your whole entire body is telling you, like, I want to start a boutique, do it. Like, you don't need to put all this money into it to start. And that's another thing I talked about in another podcast, is like, we think that, like, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. And that's something, I think that's a limiting belief that a lot of us were told when we were younger. Like, if you're going to do it, it better be freaking perfect before you launch it. Because it's this fear of, like, embarrassment. You don't want to, like, launch something that's not 100%. I'm going to be honest with you. When I launched this freaking challenge, I did not have, like, the last 3 days written. But you know what? The days go one at a time. And days 8, 9, and 10 aren't released yet. And when I get around to it, they're going to be written. And the content's going to be freaking amazing. And it's going to be bomb ass. But I was like, you know what? I was doing a live, and it presented itself to me, and everyone wanted to know about growing their following. I didn't even present it like that. I let people ask me questions, and every single person wanted to know. And I had this product that I was about to launch. I was going to launch it in a couple days. And I said, you know what? This needs to be launched right now, because basically everyone is asking for it, and I'm just going to do a live and tell everyone that I'm launching it. And I did, and 6 people signed up right away. And it's so amazing, like, to get to that place. But it takes a time, and it takes tweaking, and it's just basically listening to whatever the hell pops in your head and doing it. And when I get an idea for something at like 2 a.m, you best believe I'm writing it down in my notes app, like, oh, I should make a course on this, or I should do this. And then I don't know, like, I just thought of How to Lose a Guy in 10 days. I don't know if I was talking about it or doing something, and I was like, thought that was so funny. We were talking about something, and I was like, well, I wonder how you could, like, gain a following in 10 days, because that's what everyone freaking needs. How to completely change your Instagram game in 10 days. Like, fuck a guy. Like, that's what we're not worried about guys anymore. That's what we're doing. JK, I have a very good man. I love you if you're listening to this. But we're not out here for that anymore. We're not playing around, okay? Oh. If you guys want to hear certain things on my podcast, you want me to talk about certain things, DM me and I will totally go on a crazy rant about it, okay? If you want certain people to come on the podcast, let me know. I'll try to get them. They'll probably say, who the hell are you? And then I will be like, whatever. But let me know. I don't know. Sometimes when I listen to podcasts and they have guests on it, I just skip. I'm not a big, like, with a guest person. So it's like, I listen to your podcast just to listen to you when I'm in the car driving. And, like, I don't know. Sometimes the guests, like, they try to get so, like, informative. And I want my podcast to be, like, super fun and casual. And clearly you can tell that this is the most casual podcast you've ever listened to. That should be my hashtag, my tagline. But I don't know. I feel like sometimes it gets a little bit iffy. I do want to have my brother as a guest, because he's freaking hysterical, and he's 21, and he's killing the freaking game, and he is, like, totally CEO mode 24/7, and he's a dad. Like, he is killing it, okay? He's got his whole life together. I would say whole life together, but I'm sure he's still a mess. But in order for me to get, like, actual people and guests on, I need to have better, like, ratings. So, not better ratings. I still have a 5.0, but I think I only have like 2 people who ever reviewed me. So, I need more people to review my podcast. So, just write whatever you thought about the podcast. Give me some stars. And then the more people that it shows that I have, like, subscribed. So, if you guys could subscribe, if you guys could rate, that's how I can get people to come on here. Because, you know, everyone's like bougie as hell, and no one's going to show up on a podcast unless I put a nice little media kit together and they're like, this is how many viewers I have. This is how many people like my podcast, because people only want to do things for themselves. So if they don't think I have any viewers, they're not going to want to come on here, which is so rude. But that is showbiz, baby. So please subscribe to this podcast. Please leave me an amazing review. DM me. I will answer. I'm a real person, okay? I will probably send you a voice message that sounds just like this and be like, what? Thank you so much. I'll totally talk about that in my podcast. So send me some ideas. I love you guys. Get in on that challenge if you are struggling, or if you just want to completely up level. It's just up leveling. I don't know how else to explain it. it goes over every single aspect of Instagram. It's going to go over lives, captions, DMs, how to convert everything into sales, okay? Instagram TV, feed planning, editing, literally everything. And Every Day has a super cool, awesome song. And if you don't buy it for anything else, buy it for the songs. Okay, love you guys. Toodaloo. If you loved today's episode, like really freaking loved it, go ahead and click the subscribe button. Click it right now. I'm watching you. And you will get a notification every time a new episode drops so you never miss out on the latest ways to grow and make money in your business. So come along, join the TDQ gang, follow me on Instagram at The Design Queen, and leave an awesome review on this podcast so I can go ahead and keep making amazing episodes for you guys, giving you the latest secrets on branding and business. Mwah.